Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. New head coach of the Washington Capitals, helping us break it down. From The Athletic, Mr. Tariq El-Bashir. T.E.B., what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good, brother. What's happening with you?
Just waking up to some big breaking news on the first day back from the long holiday weekend. How about you guys?
Did you expect that to happen, though, Tariq?
Yeah. It took some time, but I did make some calls over the weekend, and it did sound like things were headed in this direction. If you go back to the beginning of the process, if we're being honest here, guys, Spencer Carberry was always the guy. He was always going to be the guy. It took some time. It's a big decision for both the club and for the coach. This was the first time that Carberry was really the hot candidate on the market. And, you know, he wanted to talk to other teams and see what they had to say and do his due diligence. And the organization, you know, even though Carberry was the guy from the moment that they parted ways with Pierre Laviolette, you know, they wanted to take this opportunity. You only get this opportunity every few years when you change coaches, to bring in other candidates, talk to people. Now, not only to see if they're a good fit, but to say, hey, you played us six times last year. What did you see? What went wrong? What would you improve? Kind of pick their brains and kind of get a little bit of a feel for some outside ideas. But when it was all said and done, and it was time to make a decision, Carberry and the Capitals said, okay, yeah, you know, I do. Where's the ring? And, as of early this morning, Carberry is now signed to a 4-year deal to be the Capitals head coach.
Wow. So young guy, has worked within the organization, probably knows some of these players from when he was coaching them at various stops, right? The most important question, the top of the list, I imagine, is what is his relationship with Ovi? Or is there a relationship with Ovi?
There is a relationship there, for sure. Ovi is not LeBron James, right? So, you know, the ownership didn't say, hey, Ovi, who do you want to be the head coach next? But I'm sure at some point during this process, Brian McClellan, the general manager, or Ted Leonsis, the majority owner, reached out to Ovi and said, hey, what do you think about Spencer Carberry? I'm sure that conversation happened. Ovi is in Russia right now. He usually goes back right after the season ends. But I'm sure that conversation has happened. And, look, I've known Ovi for a long time, and he doesn't want to be LeBron James either. He doesn't want to be the guy behind the scenes, kind of, you know, as the puppet master. He wants the decisions to be made by the front office, but he wants to be kept abreast. So, that's a long way of answering your question, JB. They don't know each other great, but they do know each other because Carberry was with AHL for so long. Remember, the Hershey coaches are on the ice and in the meeting rooms at the start of the season in training camp. Because in training camp, the Capitals bring their entire organization to Arlington. Like, it's like 60-plus guys.
Gotcha.
So it's some of their prospects, some of their ECHL guys, their AHL guys. So it's not like Carberry and Ovi are going to see each other for the first time and go, hey, it's going to be, hey, congratulations, Spencer. Hey, Ovi, great to see you. You know, there's already some familiarity there. But I think more importantly, for Leonsis and for McClellan, you know, when you're hiring somebody, and let's be honest, they're at a kind of a – crossroads in their organization, in their organization's history here. You know, they still have Obi, but they just missed the playoffs for the first time in 9 years. Can they get it back on track without going further in the wrong direction? This is a very critical moment for the Capitals. McClellan and Leontis already know him. They know his work ethic. They know his communication skills. I mean, I know him a little bit as well. I in covering the team for so long, when I wrote about prospects, I often reached out to Spencer. And let me tell you, there are not many guys in this game who can succinctly explain a player's strengths and weaknesses to a reporter the way he does. And I was always taken aback by how strong his communication skills were. I was going, I really know what's going on down in Hershey, even though I haven't been there in, a year. Mm-hmm. He just did a really good – so if he was that good dealing with a reporter, I can't imagine what he's going to be like in a meeting room with a player trying to explain why he's not scoring on the power play and what needs to be done differently. So I think that familiarity with the player personnel, the built-in comfort level with management and with ownership, they already know the guy. They already know he works hard and he's good. And I think the fact that every other team in the league was interested, or at least the teams with openings, and even some that didn't have openings at the moment, were interested in hiring Carberry, made the Capitals go, well, he was the one who got away before when he went to Toronto. Let's not let him get away this time.
Well, it's sad that he's very good with young talent, developing them. And let's face it, they're going to be starting to have a lot of young talent within the next 3 to 4 years.
They hope.
Exactly. They're going to start bringing them in, because I think, we can't expect Ovi to play till he's 50. But ultimately, what would be the major difference in his coaching style and what we've seen over the last 3 years?
So I would say the major difference is he's going to be more likely to put greater trust in younger players at an earlier stage in their career. I thought Peter Laviolette did a pretty good job given the circumstances of the last 3 years of his tenure. I mean, two of them were, wrecked by COVID and all the stuff that went along with that. And then I thought last year, there were times where I felt like Laviolette over-relied on older players who probably weren't coming back. And it was probably time to start plugging in some of the young players who had patiently waited for their turn and had shown they were ready, but he still kind of defaulted to, I'm going to go with the 34-year-old guy because I know what I'm going to get. Even if it's not great, I know what I'm going to get. The delta between a great performance and a bad performance for a young player is sometimes can be really big. It's not that big with 34-year-olds. Now, and I'm talking about a guy like Matt Irwin, the 34-year-old defenseman. Like, he's not going to wow you out there, but he's also not going to make too many boneheaded mistakes, and the type of mistakes that maybe Alex Alexiev would make. But that said, I thought that towards the end of last year, there was an opportunity for Laviolette to start plugging in some guys like Alexiev and maybe calling up a guy like Connor McMichael or Beck Malentine. And he kept going with his older guys. And I'm not going to say that led to their downfall, because that's not what led to their downfall. Trading away five key players at the deadline probably sealed their fate. But I feel like Laviolette put a lot of trust in his older players, where I believe that Carberry is going to be more likely to say, hey, Connor McMichael, here's your opportunity. Here's the roadmap to you succeeding. I'm going to help you. You got to do what I say, but here are the keys. Go at it. And I think that's going to be kind of his mandate, because, getting back to what I said a few minutes ago, I mean, this Capitals team is at a crossroads. They kind of have this older roster, at least at the top end. They have this older roster that still wants to win, but I think you don't have to look too far in the future to realize that the young guys are going to have to take the reins here at some point. And so Carberry is going to have to straddle that line between, keeping the old heads happy, getting Ovi his goals.
Right.
Let's be honest, I also, getting Ovi to Wayne Gretzky is a big part of the next couple of years for this franchise, winning games, but also developing the Connor McMichaels and make sure Marty Faravari gets better next season, and make sure Alex Alexiev gets better next season, and make sure Alexei Protas gets better next season, and maybe integrating some of the young players that we don't even know about yet. I mean, the Caps have the 8th pick in the draft.
How good?
Sometimes plays right away. It's probably a year away, probably maybe 2 years away. But sometimes you get lucky and you get a dude who's ready to go right away. So I think Carberry is going to be more inclined and more comfortable trusting his younger players than, say, LaViolette last year.
Talking with our friend Tarik El-Bashir. You can follow him on Twitter at Tarik _ El-Bashir. Read his stuff in The Athletic. Of course, you watch him on TNT doing all the hockey stuff. How good is the Caps minor league system? Like, we just saw the Nats kind of begin this rebuild. There's some promising stuff. What do the Caps have in the minors?
It's not great. It's probably lower third, but that's not for a lack of talent evaluation. That's a lack of picks at times over the last few years as management tried to keep that window open. They were flipping high round picks to keep that window open by getting players at the trade deadline. You know, they weren't thinking about, hey, let's build up our minor league system. It was, hey, let's maximize our last few years with Alex Ovechkin. So it's not great. I would venture to say it's somewhere in the 20s. It's not at the bottom, but it's not even quite at the midpoint. That said, you know, they've got some young players who I think are going to play a pretty big role in this franchise going forward. You remember last year, Ivan Mirosnitenko fell to them at number 20. He was a player who was well-regarded and kind of regarded around the league as being a guy who maybe could be a top 10 talent. Well, he fell to the Capitals at 20 because he was getting over Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's a big deal. He's got a clean bill of health, is my understanding. He's coming over to Hershey and is going to be integrated into the system next year. But also, you know, there was the Russian question. Well, the Capitals kind of had that Russian question solved for the most part. And then this year, they're going to add the number 8 overall pick. That's the first time in a long time, like 15 years, they've drafted that high. So if they get the right guy, and they've done a pretty good job with talent evaluation when they've had the opportunity, they hit on their first-round picks, especially their top 10 picks. They're going to get a guy who's going to be a difference maker, if not next season, the season after that or the year after that, but, you know, sooner rather than later. So, JP, I feel like the overarching kind of theme for this organization, it's changing here. It's going from win now, do everything you can to extend the window to, hey, let's try to get Ovi to Gretzky. Let's try to win, but we got to start looking ahead to what's next, which is going to be a rebuild at some point. So
that's smart, man. Rather than wait too long, you know, I
make the move early.
I would think so. Tarik, I know you got to run. I'm sure you're swamped on the day a new coach gets hired, but it sounds like you really like the hire.
I think it's a good hire. As I said at the beginning, I know Spencer a little bit. I know from a communication standpoint, he's one of the best out there. I think he's going to bring a fresh perspective to this organization. I think he's going to bring a new level of energy to this organization. He's 41 years old. This is his first crack at being a head coach at this level. These last 2 years in Toronto running the Maple Leafs power play, the star-laden Maple Leafs power play. He's going to have a similar challenge here in D.C. There are a lot of egos to kind of massage and make sure everyone's happy and getting their shots. And so he's already dealt with that a little bit. So I guess my concern is, you know, what is going to happen to the roster here over the next month? So I like the hire. When you ask me a bigger picture question as to, like, what is next season going to look like, I think it depends on who they draft and how many trades/big signings are they able to pull off here over the next month, because the roster we saw at the end of last season, that's not going to get it done. They need an infusion of talent and youth and speed. And if McClellan can deliver on some of that here in the next month, I think this team could get back to the playoffs next year.
All right.
It's going to be fun to watch. I know you got a boogie, man. Thank you for making time for us.
Hey, anytime, guys.
All right, Tarik. Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
Tarik El-Bashir from The Athletic, TNT. An old colleague of ours, B. I mean, one of the great dudes in the media business.
Oh, yeah.
I learned so much from Tarik.
Second best hockey player in his family.
Dude, is Kareem in college now?
I don't know if Kareem in college yet. I don't think he's that old that quick, Jay.
I mean, I swear he was a freshman in high school. I don't. Maybe he was in eighth grade. I don't know. Tarik, you can text us a Kareem update. I think it's exciting for the Caps to go this direction because one fear I had is that they just hang on to Ovi for the quest for Gretzky. And then when Ovi, because Ovi, Alex has said it repeatedly that he wants to play one final season back in Russia in the KHL. Mm-hmm. And then if the Caps just hold on to get Ovi the record without starting the rebuild process, like, what does that look like once he goes?
You know, but that's the whole thing.
And I don't know enough, but like,
the
man.
The great GMs never, like Bob Myers just stepped down today. He said he thinks it's been good enough. Four championships from the Warriors, Golden State Warriors. But you don't want to let it get all the way to the end where the guys that you've been holding on to take up so much salary cap space that you can't have people waiting for them. So you got to always build that up and be ready to move forward. But I can understand these coaches, these old school coaches with these type of players on the team that don't want to trust the young guys. You need some younger.
Laviolette was coaching for his career. Like, he probably understood, all right, if I don't get into the playoffs, they're going to can me. And who's going to help me, developing this kid or playing the vet?
Yep.
Now, ended up not mattering. They didn't get in regardless. But do you see that?
It happens a lot.
You see that with young quarterbacks in the NFL constantly.
Yep.
That they're in a situation where the coach can't invest the time needed, and they get grinded out.
I
want
to play you, bro, but I'm trying to hold on to my job, too. Dude, my family's dependent on me.
Pro sports is about self-preservation most of the time, man.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of that, I find this pretty interesting, especially because we just went through I'm not sure how similar the scenarios were. DeAndre Hopkins got released from the Cardinals previously with the Texans. DeAndre Hopkins previously had represented himself in contract negotiations, mm-hmm. signed with an agent. From Clutch Sports. Signed with a fellow named Kelton Crenshaw.
All right.
Who also happens to rep Chase Young. Does that mean anything?
I think he's about to work a deal, and they gotta do some maneuvering that he couldn't do. You know what I mean? They trying to work out some deals and make sure that everything is worded properly. The chance, you know, I just reading this little part says that somebody that he played with before said he was definitely loved to throw the ball to him. Can you imagine Hopkins,
Deshaun Watson,
and the kid from Dallas on the same team,
Amari Cooper?
Yeah, Cooper and Hopkins.
What are the chances you think Watson? Like Stella gets his groove back.
I think he's gonna get his groove back. He started to play better down the stretch. You sit out of football or any sport for 2 years and come back. You're not. That's why what Michael Jordan did was amazing. You know what I mean? So most people are gonna lose something.
Yeah, I mean, Watson previously played in 2020, mm-hmm. and he was excellent. People forget about how accurate of a passer he was.
Yep.
Completed 70% of his passes for 4,800 yards. So sometimes you'll see high numbers without a lot of yardage because people are like, remember when John Beck was playing and he would just toss it to the running back on every snap?
Mm-hmm.
Watson was averaging 3 bills a game.
Yeah.
Now that team sucked, but I don't know how much of that was his fault. Last year he was bad. But I think if you wanted to bet on the Cleveland come up, I'm not sure that would be the worst place to land. If they did get Hopkins last year with Deshaun Watson was 2019 in Houston, where he had 100 catches for 1,165 with 7 touchdowns. And then Hopkins had the real good year the first year in Arizona, where he had 1,400 yards. Who was that? Kyler Murray's rookie season? Was Murray drafted in 19?
What was the year we went down to?
So that was Murray's rookie year. Murray's not going to play this year, or doesn't look likely anyway. The Hopkins stuff is interesting. So apparently, I read this from an Albert Breer story, I believe. On MMQB, that Kansas City had was interested in Hopkins at a contract that maybe makes sense for both parties. But when Odell Beckham signed his deal with the Ravens, and they gave Beckham some legit money.
They did.
That kind of changed the paradigm of what that contract was going to look like.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested in playing with Pat Mahomes at that price. And did you see what they just gave Odell? No. I'll wait.
I mean, I am kind of stunned at the Beckham contract, honestly. But what's smart about it for the Ravens, it's 1 year, $15 million, which I think is a lot. A
lot of incentives.
And they guaranteed all of it.
They have some incentives in that.
There may be ways to make more, but $15 million
over the top.
But now they added a million void years and messed around with the numbers to kind of space it out. But the good part, if you're the Ravens, is you can just get out of it. You know, like it was an arsonist fireman move, but when the Commanders traded for Carson Wentz, they were at least smart enough not to give him an extension, not to spread out the money on that deal. It was a take your medicine kind of situation.
Let me ask you this question.
Hit the ball in the woods and
how many times did they really think about it though along the way? Because if they had done it, they could have gotten other players to be on the team and things like that. Would have made it easier for them as an overall team. You think they kicked the tires and then now they're going, oh boy. Whoever was the one to finally say no, they probably thinking the hell out of him.
I mean, whoever said we're not going to do a deal with this dude,
give him a raise.
Yeah, whoever that evaluator was,
give him a raise.
Here's what we're going to do. It is exactly 100 days till the NFL season opener.
Uh-oh.
Lions at Chiefs. You believe that, dude?
It's flying, brother.
It feels far.
Looking forward to it this year, Jay, for some reason. I don't know.
Me too, buddy. Me too. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got a report during the break that Drab was in a cult. I did some digging, checked with some sources. Slight exaggeration. If somebody asks you, were you in a cult, And your answer is that's a slight exaggeration.
That means you were in the cult.
You were pretty damn. You were at least cult adjacent.
Yeah, you were a cult like.
Yeah. Landfill, what's the closest you've ever been to a cult?
If they ask you, were you in a cult and you weren't, it's no.
Yeah.
Not slight exaggeration.
Yeah. Like, hey, did you ever join a cult? No, dude. How weird are you?
Mm-hmm.
Not kind of.
Like, yeah, kind of. Yeah,
you ever joined the Bloods or the Crips? Yeah, a little bit exaggeration. Like, no, man, say no. That is not a casual answer.
No.
That is a strong answer. Landini, 100 days till football. What do you think are some of the biggest storylines we'll see emerge? I still think everything going on with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets is going to take over all season. But if this Tom Brady Vegas thing happens, would be incredible. All right, so CBS Sports has this thing. It's pretty cool. 100 things to know 100 days away from the season. When was the last time an NFL team went back-to-back?
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And win it?
Won two in a row.
What is it, the Patriots?
What years? Patriots were in it a lot.
2000, 2003 and 4.
Landfill?
I think Beamish is right. Yeah, I think it's 2003, 2004 Patriots.
2004, 2005
Patriots.
I think they beat the Panthers, and then I think they beat the Eagles in the, what was that guy's name, Freddie Mitchell?
Yeah.
That bastard cost me a lot
Fred
of money. That was the biggest gambling loss I'd ever taken, and I was a young man.
That's probably the only thing only catch he had really caught.
Yeah, I had a lightning bet in.
Hold on, I think you just pulled the Washington Commanders. It was the 2003 and 2004 Patriots that won. They might have actually won the games in February 2004 and 2005.
He did a wrong thing.
Yeah, you did a Jason right there.
Us.
You guys were right. I was wrong. See how easy that is? Mess up, say it, move forward. We'll be making new, what is that thing called? A crest? A badge?
Crest.
I'm crestfallen. That's
what we think a lot. I was just about to ask him that.
I've brought this up a lot. The last quarterback to throw for 30 touchdowns or more in Washington.
Sonny Jurgensen.
I believe it was before the moon landing when this happened.
It was 1960 what?
1967, I believe.
Hell, I wasn't born.
It was before Woodstock.
Before I was born, Jay.
Yo, this is a long time ago. Patrick Mahomes has been an NFL starter for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's thrown at least 37 touchdowns in 4 seasons.
He's a bad man, bro.
I mean, I'm curious what his low total is that
he
didn't have 30.
That's the thing, though. He plays in an offense that's how they do it. They were a pass first offense. I just hope most people
he ran the ball pretty damn well though.
Are not thinking that we're going to automatically try to get to something like that. We could want it, but you have to understand it may not happen. Well, hell, more than likely it won't happen.
Do not be expecting Mahomes. But how about this? Mahomes will have...
You can get my homie, but not Mahomes.
Nah, that's my homie. Mahomes will have a new offensive coordinator for the first time since he's taken over as the Chiefs quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But the replacement is a familiar face in Matt Nagy, who was there when Mahomes was pretty much just backing up Alex Smith,
mm-hmm.
his rookie season.
And in one game, he passed over 300 yards when he had that chance, remember? I can't tell you.
Was it the 91 season?
It was the game before you kicked their ass in the NFC Championship game. I don't know who they beat.
It's a long time ago.
Because you guys beat the Falcons, right?
Yeah.
You guys beat the Falcons, and then, assuming the Falcons back then, I guess it could have been a wild card team, but I would guess they were the NFC West. Because back then, they were in the West. So the Lions...
All I know that they weren't too legit to quit.
The Lions would have been the NFC Central back then. I wonder who the Lions beat before they got beat down for the second time that year at RFK Stadium.
Yep.
Lions haven't, what?
Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. That was like Troy as a young guy just starting to come up.
Well, 38-6.
80-something to
what
to
was
10
it?
Was the total in those two games?
38-6.
They beat Dallas 38-6 in that game?
Wow. Wayne Fonts had him going.
We put 40-plus on them? 41-10, wasn't
41
it?
41-10, I believe.
And then we beat them 45-zip in the game, the earlier game that year.
That's a pretty thorough ass-kicking.
Yeah, 41-10.
So how about this? Lions haven't won a playoff game since they beat the Cowboys in 1991.
Wow.
And they are the odds-on favorites to win the NFC North this year.
A lot of hype up there, man.
That would probably make me want to zag a little bit, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Vikings? They won 13 games last year. Talking about Kirk Cousins without telling me you're talking about Kirk Cousins. Ready?
Right.
The headline, Kevin O'Connell looking for Vikings players to take personal leadership to the next level.
Kirk Cousins.
I mean, maybe it's a Justin Jefferson thing. This is quoting O'Connell via Albert Breer. It's like, hey, I think you've earned the right. Your performance and production is one thing, but now you're filling a void of some players that aren't here anymore. Because you got, think about the folks they've lost. Eric Kendricks, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Tomlinson, Patrick Peterson, Za'Darius Smith, and they could lose Dalvin Cook.
Mm-hmm.
This is from O'Connell. Your performance and production is one thing, but now you're filling a void of some players that aren't here anymore, that were here since you've been here, and you've become the player you've become, maybe because of the exposure to those guys. Now it's, can you take your own personal leadership to the next level and help guide this team? And time again in those conversations, it's something that those players are excited about. Now, he didn't say who he spoke with, but you've got to think what O'Connell wants is for Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins to take over as the team leaders, right?
Mm-hmm. I would think so. But also, isn't it the coach job to make sure he gets it from those guys? Or find another person that could do it if those people won't be doing it? I just think that people try to force leadership on the quarterback when the quarterback is not a leader all the time.
And there's a pretty well-documented, like, Kirk's been doing this long enough. We know who you are, man. And that's not a slight or a compliment. It just is. I got one for you, B.
Mm-hmm.
What number is higher? The Bears' win total from 2022 or the amount of times they are scheduled to be in primetime in 2023?
Primetime.
Get ready for this, Landini. The Bears went 3-14 last year. Three wins. They had one of the ugliest games in history, a 12-7 loss to the Washington Commanders.
That was awful.
Three wins last year for Chicago. They're slated to be on primetime television four times this fall. Markets drive numbers. Jeez. There's going to be a Bears-Panthers Thursday night football matchup.
That may be when they flex.
Dude, if that is, I'm pulling it up right now to see if that's weeks 13 through 17. If that is the case, November 9th, I think that's a little too early. It's probably more December.
Sure, flex.
So we all get to watch Panthers-Bears November 9th. Mm. What are the chances we're watching in that game Justin Fields versus Bryce Young? That's certainly who they expect it to be.
Yeah.
But you're 2 months into the season at that point with a 170-pound rookie quarterback and a guy that runs around a lot.
I think they'll both be in there.
I mean, I think if you I'd love if there were actual numbers on this, and I'm sure there's like algorithm people that can figure this out. But the actual projection for any two QB1s to be on the field by week 8, week 9, probably starts dipping. Just the nature of the league.
Yeah, that's how it is.
I think those two might be particularly high.
Because of the size. The size of one and the other, he wants to show you his athleticism a lot.
But maybe he'll
learn.
Yeah, you never know.
He better learn.
Brian Mitchell.
Yep.
How many coaches, I don't even want to think about the quarterbacks. How many coaches have the Houston Texans had in the last 4 years?
Four.
Your boy.
Cully.
Lovey. D'Amico Ryans. And I don't even remember who it was before Cully.
Right before, because Cully was there for 1 year.
Was that Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, it was. They got rid of him and Brian Cully.
They got C.J. Stroud.
Did they have an interim? Did they like fire Bill O'Brien during the season and have an interim maybe?
I don't remember. Forgive me. They churned through coaches down there. There's a lot going on, man. There's a lot going on in the NFL. I cannot wait. 100 days. I mean, you're going to go to the beach. It's summertime. You're going to come back, and it's football time. Yep. You know where else you need to go? Rudy's Golf. JP Finley here for my friends over at Rudy's Golf, the go-to spot for golf and entertainment in Kingstown, Alexandria. You got to check them out this weekend. They're having a block party. Rudy's block party on Saturday is fun for the whole family. They'll have a bounce house all day and face painting from 10 to 1 for the kids, axe throwing from 2 to 5, maybe Ooh. Don't do that with the kids, and live music that night. And if you need help with your swing, which I do, they're offering free 10-minute lessons from 1 to 4. So come out for a fun-filled day and see all Rudy's Golf and Sports Bar has to offer. Follow them on Instagram at Rudy's Golf. I follow them on Instagram. Or you can check out their website at rudysgolf.com for all event updates. B. Mitch, I could get some face painting done for the girls and a 10-minute lesson. Might have to go over there on Saturday.
Rudy's going to start making you have to come over because you reading these reads, you better get better in golf.
When we come back, time to make some bets. Don't go anywhere.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, before we go, I follow this dude on Twitter, Sports TV Ratings. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at JP Finley, NBCS. If you want to follow Brian, it's at B. Mitch Live, NBCS. You can follow Professor Landini at Mullins 106.7. You can follow Jeffrey at Jeff Too Funny. All right. And you can follow the show at B. Mitchell Finley.
And on Instagram at B. Mitchell Finley. And you can see JP's first tattoo.
That's right. I got a poop emoji tattooed on my right forearm.
Match your personality, huh?
That's awfully nice of you. So, Jeff, a lot of excitement about the LIV Golf Tournament this weekend, right?
Yes. What was the rating?
Sports TV Ratings tweeted out the following. On Tony Kornheiser's podcast yesterday, he wondered what the local viewership of the LIV Tournament was in D.C., in the D.C. market since it was played locally. The Saturday television coverage, I believe it's on the CW.
Mm-hmm.
This is astonishing. 3,400. Now, the good news.
Is there good news?
Well, ratings went up on Sunday.
How many watched it then?
5,700. I'm not. I mean, there's more people listening to the radio station right now than that. And it's May 30th.
Yeah.
Now, that beats your point earlier, like, their TV deal, I'm using deal loosely.
It's basically, it's like a shared.
They're, yeah.
They share it.
They're
expenses.
Paying to get it on TV. Yeah.
It's like when you're trying to become something you do. And I don't know how many of those really work in the end.
Maybe it will work. You know, people that went said it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw something. Matthew Wolf, you know him, B?
Yeah.
Got that kind of quirky swing, but hell of a player, Oklahoma mm-hmm. State guy. Matthew Wolf, talented young player that I think people were surprised went to live from the PGA Tour. Matthew Wolf withdrew from the LIV tournament, I think, Sunday morning. They only have 40, 45 guys in their tournaments.
Yeah.
You can't, and they're paying them outrageous money. These guys can't be withdrawing because there's a team concept, and it kind of screws the team when one of the guys withdraws. So this is from No Laying Up, who are a really good golf podcast. No Laying Up tweeted out, not exactly sure what is going on here, but something to monitor. Smash GC, which is the LIV team of Matt Wolf. Smash GC has scrubbed Matt Wolf's handles off their Twitter bio and Instagram bio. Wolf withdrew from LIV DC on Sunday.
I think you're supposed to play every tournament or you start. Like, remember when we first thought that money was 100% guaranteed?
Right.
It's not. They have to be in a certain, and they're supposed to be at every tournament, or they start to lose money.
Wolf is on Brooks Koepka's team. Like, Wolf's a real player.
Right, he's a player.
It's interesting, whatever this is, and I don't know what it is. I don't want to jump to conclusions, but it's definitely interesting. I don't know what will become of LIV, but like I don't know that it. At some point, there's not. I can't imagine there's a lot.
Some point, the chicken gonna come home the roost, though.
Right. Jeff, are you surprised by those numbers as somebody who went and really?
I don't know, you know, how much this area, you know, focuses on golf.
This area loves golf.
Yeah, that's not the issue.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't know because I'm not tapped into that realm of life. But I am surprised because it looked like a pretty packed house. Well, Saturday, it was packed. I don't know how it looked Friday. I don't know how it looked Sunday, but it was a packed house.
So, Jeff, last year we worked at Wells Fargo event. It was pouring rain.
It was more than 5,000 people at the tournament.
It was probably closer to 15,000 people. Think about just how many people were in that
at the tournament.
Yeah, like,
see, I think it's different because with that tournament, you couldn't really see everyone when they would go to the different holes. When you're at Trump, like when you're at the top of the hill and stuff, you can literally see like.
You can see
everything.
The whole golf club, but you can't see who the hell hitting what. I promise you that.
What I mean by that is, like, I'm talking about all the people that was there. So it just looked constantly, like, flooded. So, like, at Avenel
constantly
Farm,
flooded at Avenel, you saying?
No, I'm talking about at Trump International. Like, it was a lot of people there. Like, a lot.
Let's do this. Every day on this show, we make bets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.